Dear ladies and gentlemen, thanks for attending this session. And as a beginning, I would like to show you some proof of concept demo video. Oh, yeah. That's a Wayland with Tizen. Yes, this is settings, the native application, the scrolling. This is the gallery, sliding, zooming, and the web runtime. For now, it is still software. Yes, this is a home screen. Oh, what's the matter here? Yeah. Talking about today's agenda, I would like to do some quick survey here. How many of you heard of Wayland before? Please raise your hand. Oh, quite a lot of person, but still some not raise their hand. And how many of you understand how Western works, the in-depth view of Wayland? Please raise your hand. Yes, still some. First of all, I would like to introduce the background for several minutes, and then we'll go to the main part about how to embrace it for Wayland. And my colleagues, Zhiwen, will share some performance tuning experience in Wayland. Now, let's go to the first part, Wayland introduction. Where could Wayland be used? It can be used in tablet, phone, PC, IVI, TV, and so on. Any place that needs a windowing system. You need to show something to others. And what is Wayland? It is just some protocol for the server to talk to its client. For example, my colleague, Zhiwen, if I would like to buy something from him, I need to set up some language. Yeah, that's Wayland. Wayland is a protocol for the compositor to talk to its client. And it's just like the C library implementation of that protocol. Along with Wayland, there is some other name which is also famous. That's Weston. Weston is one of the compositors of Wayland. All of them are created by Christian. Oh, thank you.
Can you keep that there?
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. And talking about architecture. Tiny ear, yeah. I would like to compare it with Xorg, then I can express it better. In Xorg, excuse me. It will be better. In Xorg, there is a standalone process which will host everything. It will host the rendering, the talk for the client and the server. Still that example. If I would like to buy something from my friends, I have to find some other interperson. Then I can buy things from him. When moving to Wayland, it combined the Xorg and the compositor together. That is the Wayland compositor. And now with Wayland, I can buy things from my colleague, Zhiwen, directly. Yeah. The point is, there is less IPC in Wayland. It's less inter-process communication in Wayland. This is Wieland, and how could the compositor and client work? Let's have a look at the Western. There is one part, that's the Wieland clients. It can work for any compositor. And Western is one of the compositor. It has many things to do. For example, enable the display, the input handling, and to customize your share, your home screen, you can say. To enable your display, you can use it with the backend part. Most kernels support KMS, that is kernel module setting. Yeah, in this case, you can use DRM backend. And you may ask, in my platform, there is no KMS, and what should I do? Yeah, you can customize the backend. I have do something that for the TV platform, that is a GDL backend, because it has its own display part. And it is not very hard. And it for me, it's very easy, yeah. And about the home screen. Different platforms need different home screen surface layout. For example, the desktop, it doesn't need full screen all the time. But for the IVI, for the phone, it needs full screen all the time. So they are different. So you can use share to customize it. And there is another part in the client that is the share client. It will co-work with the client in the server. All the Wieland clients and the compositor, the server, will talk through the Wieland protocols. This is how Wieland and its compositor work. Then, let's go to the main part about embracing Wieland for Tizen. First of all, let's look at some picture. You may see it many times through these days' sessions. Yeah. We still would like to introduce it. Very quick. In the underlayer, that's the kernel, the DRM, the 3D, 2D drivers. In the middleware, it has Xorg, EGR, GR rendering, OpenGRES, Pixman software rendering, Carol framework rendering engine, and the compositor multimedia rendering. Upon that is the native applications and the web applications. When coming to Wieland, how would this architecture be? First of all, we need to set up the language. If I want to buy something from Zhiwen, first, we need to set some common language. Yes. So this is, in the winnowing system, this is the Wieland protocols. And once this is set up, you need to enhance your bridge to bridge the winnowing system and the OpenGL implementation. That's EGR. The WL EGR forend and the Wieland platform extended in the EGR. Then the base is done. You need to bring up your compositor. Western and elementary is both okay for the compositor side. Then the next part is the native application. What should a native application do? As we know, in Tizen, native application is using the rendering engine, which is named EFL, right? So we need to bring up EFL in upstream. This is almost ready. So the main part in change, that's the EVAS and the E-core part, and some slight changes in the elementary. The native application is done. And does that mean the WebKit part is done? Partially. Because there is some other complicated things in the WebKit. You may know there is the UI process and the web process. They're sharing buffers together. Then this is the part we need to fix. Okay, with the web applications done, and there is one thing left. That is the video part with hardware acceleration. Yeah, let's go to see what should this work. And the changes in general. Move the hard-coded Xorg dependency. Add Wieland protocol, extend the EGR, add the compositor upgrade EFF, and the Wayland frameworks port into Wayland. Tizen frameworks, the application framework, the multimedia framework, and the WebKit. Okay, step by step. First, the composite. It's quite similar to the picture you've seen I just showed to you. Yes, we still use the DRM backend to handle the display parts. And the Tizen shell, which is implemented by us. This can make all things full screen because we are using the mobile for the test. And this does not mean your home screen is bring up and who did this for you. This is the same for Tizen. The menu screen, indicator, lock screen, and so on. These are the native applications. Then you may ask, how could the native applications work? Yeah, the native applications is using the EFL rendering part. We just did some abstract layer for this. The application is calling to elementary and it will call the equal EVAS. So the main modification here is to add a Wayland engine to EVAS and add a Wayland platform for equal. In the Wayland engine, it can talk through the shared memory or the EGR part to the compositor. And for the equal Wayland platform, it will handle the input event things to the compositor. And this is ready in the upstream. In Tizen, it just needs several patches from upstream. Yeah, with the EFL done, and there are still some things. That's the application framework. As we know, all the native applications is linked to the application framework. As I know, application framework is handling the application startup, the recycling, the terminate, and so on. This is not related to windowing system at all, but there are three things we still need to handle. That is the hide and show. That's the resume part and the rotation part. These should be re-implemented. Take some example. For the hide and show in the X window system, it just raises the window and lowers the window. While in Western, in the Wayland, it can just drop the surface off from the compositor. Once it needs to be shown, it can attach that up again. Yeah, this is the application framework. With this done, and there is still some X-related API dependency in the native application. For example, to get the root window, the equal X init like APIs. Yes, these APIs, we need to remove them or make them changed to the Wayland cores. Yeah, with this, the native application could run. As you saw just now, that the galleries, the settings, they can show. But as we know, WebKit 2, there is a big gap here. The buffer sharing between the web process and the browser process. Things could be easier when we are using the software rendering, the software part. They are sharing through the shared memory. Only one thing left, that's the pixmap. In the X world, they are using pixmap to share memories. But there is no pixmap in Wayland. So in the software part, we can just fix that pixmap or remove that pixmap part. When considering how to make it with GPU, memory, not CPU memory. There are several solutions, and this is still on discuss and implementing. So, as I said before, that is the software you saw in the video. There are three, as I know, there are three main solutions here for the GPU memory sharing. The one is the mini buffer, another Wayland server in the browser process, and one is global memory management. And one is some native PIX maps. Yeah, this is their own discuss and very hard. Yeah. And the web application is done. Then what's the next? That's the multimedia part. Here I'm talking about the LibVA. There are three layers. The first layer is the driver layer. Driver layer render to a buffer, which can be compact as the VLAN buffer. And the LibVA VLAN backend, it will set up the bridge for the client and the server. Then the GStreamer VA API video sync. It will attach the buffer to the VLAN surface. Then everything is the same as before. Allow me to show some pictures to you. The video driver render is decoded things to the buffer. LibVA VLAN backend compact that as a VLAN buffer. There is no memory copy, just use the handler and add this to some structure. Then the GStreamer VA API will attach this buffer to the VLAN surface. Then this will be the same as some general VLAN client. So talking about the benefits, I got some very exciting feedbacks from the video team. They told me that, hey, the compositor can accept many types of buffer. It can accept RGB buffer. It can accept the YUV buffer. Then I don't need to change the buffers in my driver. That could save quite a lot of memory here. And I don't care about the size. I can get my size to the compositor, and the compositor will do it in itself. And if we know the most important part for the video hardware acceleration, that's the overlay, the multiplan, that all this can be inherent. Another benefit from us, because it's the same architecture of the performance tuning. We set a goal there in the mobile phone. What's the FPS? That's 60, yeah. And we found that with VLAN's thin architecture, it is much easier to be done. Allow me to introduce my partner, Zhiwen, to introduce the performance tuning part. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks to Jen. Hello, everybody. My name is Wu Zhiwen. I come from Intel and focused on the VLAN-related work for Titan. Today, I would like to share with you some experience on UI performance tuning for Titan VLAN. Okay, let's begin. The first thing is criteria. As you know, there are many criteria to measuring UI performance. For example, frame rate, responsiveness, and smoothness. In this session, I would like to focus on the frame rate tuning. Our target is to match the display refresh rate, that is 60 frames per second. That means the total rendering time for a single frame, including the client-side rendering and the server-side composition, should less than 16 milliseconds. That's our target. Okay, before talk about the tuning work, I would like to introduce an interesting and handy tool, which named eGraph. Basically, eGraph is a tool to visualize log information and to draw FPS curve. It is originally developed for VLAN performance tuning, but now it is also can be used in any project written in C or C++. Let's check it out. I will show you how it works. this is the view of eGraph. This part is the main window. It shows the FPS curve and events. The event here means a log dumped with global timestamp by profiling probe added in your code by macro. You can drag the cursor to zoom in the diagram and click the right button of mouse to come back to the previous scale. Sorry for the, okay. Sorry, the second part is out of the screen. I can't control it. Okay. Let's pass it and come back to our slide. The second part, I can't show it, so let's continue. With this tool, we can easily get the time experience between any points in your code easily. It's really helpful when you do some timing analysis. Here is the original state of settings application, which is one of the core applications of Tizen. You can see from the eGraph view that the FPS is far away from 60. It's about 40 or 45 FPS at the original stage. Okay, let's go through our performance tuning work. At first, we tried triple buffering solution. The problem of double buffering is that if GPU cannot finish drawing a frame at right timing, this frame will not on screen at the very next VSync. That make the previous frame repeats in screen. If this situation occurs frequently, frame rate will significantly decline. With the triple buffering, if buffer A and buffer B are both occupied, we can just create a third buffer and draw stuff into it. By this method, GPU can work more efficiently and hence better FPS. We got 48 FPS after applying triple buffering solution. But it's not good enough. Our target is 60 FPS, so we should continue. By the GPU profiling tool, we find that the time Western spent on repairing output is about 13 milliseconds. It's too long and unreasonable. Before describing why Western have so heavy workload, I would like to talk something about the repending logic of Western. When repending output, Western will collect the opaque information for each surface. If the upper surface is set to opaque, all the overlapped surface will not be drawn. This will save a lot of drawing time. So is the root cause for the native application using EFL. They all did not set any OPIC region information for surface, so that Western would redraw all the overlapped surface. That make the heavy workload during composition. So we made a patch to fix it, and after you apply this patch, the composition time declined from 13 milliseconds to about less than 5 milliseconds. And we got 60 FPS finally. This is the eGraph view that show the 60 FPS of sightings when it is scrolling. Okay, at the end, I must say that thanks to the Wayland's concise architecture, the tuning performance, the performance tuning work is more easy and not so boring. Okay, that's all my part. Give it back to Jen.
Yes, for the performance tuning, the golden rule is don't draw it things if you don't need it. And the memory to change the performance is not always works, right? Yeah, then conclude my session. During our process of this proof of concept, the development, we think embracing Wayland for Tizen is doable. And Wayland do bring thin architecture for the compositor and the client. Its thin architecture, concise implementation, will bring you to be easier to get to your performance goal or even market goal. I list some upstream resources here. You can check it out in Tizen.org. Yeah. And any questions? Yeah, please come to the microphone.
Hello. There is an Enlightenment Wayland Composite version. Do you
yeah.
know? Yeah. So my question is, why Western? Because
So your question is, there is Enlightenment. Why do we use Western but not Enlightenment, right?
Modern X11 Windows Manager has also composite manager functionality. It is similar to concept of Wayland compositor.
Yeah.
So, and there is an Enlightenment Windows Manager has also Wayland compositor implementation. So I think Tizen XORG version is using Enlightenment Windows Manager as its X11 Windows Manager. So if Tizen Wayland version has choose the Enlightenment Wayland compositor, I think it is easier to port for the Tizen IBI, Tizen Wayland. So
I can answer you.
Yeah.
For now, I did not find it in the upstream, but I heard before there will be some, but I don't know the schedule. Maybe it's the end of this year or the earlier next year. This is for the compositor. Western is available from upstream, and it's very concise, right? Mm-hmm. And it's enough for now. In Tizen, if there is alignment, from my point of view, that will be better. And this does not mean the client side should also be changed. No, all the things we do for the client side, the native applications, the web applications, the video parts, that is not related to the compositor directly because they are using Wayland protocol.
So, Western has, as far as I know, Western has two shell for the Windows management, such as desktop shell and tablet shell.
Yeah.
So, what do you use in the
shell? Python shell.
Python shell.
We wrote that. Tablet shell, one intern in our team has extended that for make it in the tablet, and we extend that to the mobile shell and then step to the Tizen shell. The work is not very big. Uh-huh. And that's just a small part of Western. No, Western has to handle many things.
So Enlightenment will be deprecated in the Tizen Wayland version. Is it true?
As I know, mm-hmm. Enlightenment can be the Wayland compositor, and I've heard some schedule of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the architecture and anything, so you can get more information from the EFL, the website.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, and you know, there is Tizen InfoMethod framework in XORG version. It has many X11 dependent code. So I want to know the current status of InfoMethod framework in Tizen Wayland.
I did not catch you. Implementation framework?
Yeah, no. InfoMethod. InfoMethod framework.
Input method.
Yeah.
That's a very good question. Yeah. I can share you something is that we've developed some virtual keyboard with EFL rendering, mm-hmm. and the input method for now it was use the English for this proof of concept, mm-hmm. and there may be some more things related to iBus or something. Yeah,
oh.
that is ongoing. Yeah.
Oh,
and for now, so. It's not available from what I
current,
can see.
Current Tizen InfoMethod service framework is using SDIM.
Yes, that's
so
it.
You mean that iBus will be used in Tizen?
No. I just say I heard some about that, but currently I did not get the detailed things about the SCIM implementations.
Mm-hmm. So, and you know, X11 has a long history, so it has many extensions, such as X-Test, X-Embed, X-B.
And the composite extension.
Yeah. So what do you think about the some gaps between the XORG version of Tizen and Wayland version?
I think it depends. It depends on your product. Mm-hmm. What do your product need? Your product need a window manager, your product need a compositor, then add that in. But this is not a, how to say, the minor step, but a adding step.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And any more questions?
Hi.
Hello.
Earlier in your slides, you highlighted WebKit, and you talked about the UI process and the web process.
Uh huh.
And my understanding is that you'll need some sort of cross-process surfaces to handle that. And do you know about the status of that in Wayland, and whether or not that API is there, or whether or not WebKit will have to use DRM to accomplish that.
You have some suggestions, right?
For how to accomplish it, or I'm sorry.
I was wondering
whether or not that API is the API to share surfaces between processes.
Oh,
is
that's a good question.
In Wayland, or if it's planning on being there.
That's a good question. Yeah. Okay. Yes, for WebKit part, we are. So you are asking about the client part. How do they share the memories, right?
Oh, so the way I understand Wayland is that the way that the Wayland compositor shares memory with with clients is private inside Wayland.
Yeah.
But for WebKit, we would need some sort of public API for that.
Yes, yes, yes. I understand you. Yeah. Yes, this is something very hot these days. As I said just now, there are three main solutions. The first one solution is a mini server that can be inside the browser process, the UI process, and it can handle the memory to share the memory to the mini server clients. And the second solution is about the global buffer management, an abstract layer to handle all the buffers, the off-screen buffers, not rendered to the on-screen. And the third method is about some native pixmaps. But the native pixmaps is something very tough because it's hardware related. Yeah. That's what I can show you the solutions for now. And which is decided, and yes. That's ongoing, the discussion. Any more questions? If there is no more questions, you can contact me offline. And thanks very much for your time. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.